While President Bush this week proposed expanding opportunities for immigrant workers with a new guest worker program, many states are still struggling to tighten regulations on immigrants for security reasons. In February, for example, it will become harder for immigrants to get a driver's license in North Carolina. Lita Hartman reports from Durham, North Carolina.
The Division of Motor Vehicles office on Route 54 in Durham is always crowded.
Now serving A0 4-7 as counter number 7.
To get a driver's license, people have to show two forms of ID and proof of residence. There are plenty of Latinos here. According to the census, North Carolina has the fastest growing Latino population in the country. For now, those immigrants can use an identification card from their home countries as one form of ID. In Mexico, that card is called a matricula consular. In South American countries, it's a cédula. But next month, those cards will no longer be accepted.
Para nosotros es como una discriminación.
For us, it's a discrimination.
This man, whom we'll call Pablo, is from Mexico.
Nos están tratando como si fuéramos delincuentes.
They're treating us like we're delinquents or terrorists. We're immigrants. We're honorable people who come here just to work. And to be able to get around, we need licenses. So I think that this is something they shouldn't do.
At state DMV headquarters in Raleigh, Commissioner George Tatum says the new regulations just clarify who's qualified to get a license.
Because we're just simply saying we want you to be who you say you are, and we want you to have the proper documentation to do that.
Following recommendations from the Department of Homeland Security, the state will still accept licenses from other U.S. states, Social Security cards, valid immigration papers, and vehicle registration certificates. The state will also accept licenses from Canada because state law requires it. But eliminating the other foreign identification cards, Tatum says, relieves the DMV from trying to determine whether or not someone is here legally, something that really should be left up to immigration officials.
This is not pointed at illegal aliens or immigrants. It's directed at people committing the crime of fraud in North Carolina, which is not limited to people of other countries. There are a high number of folks that are North Carolinians doing it.
Some observers applaud the change. Ron Woodard with the immigration reform group NC Listen calls the new regulations a step in the right direction.
If someone whips out a driver's license, one assumes that you're here legally, just almost by that very act. And that gives people legitimacy when they have that driver's license. They know that. That's why illegals, not only Hispanics, but illegals from all over the place that are here, run to states in which it's easier to get a driver's license. I mean, just because someone is illegal doesn't mean they're stupid.
But many in North Carolina's Hispanic community are opposed to the change. They say it could lead to more people driving without a license or insurance. Andrea Bassan Manson is executive director of El Pueblo, a lobbying group based in Raleigh. She points out that the terrorists who flew on 9/11 all had valid passports, which would still get them a driver's license in North Carolina under the new policy. And she suggests the changes were made in response to political pressure to show that the government is taking steps to protect national security, even if those steps target the wrong people.
And we think that if we would have been pulled into the discussions from the very beginning, things would have been a little bit different. So that is why we are also trying to speak up now and educate folks about what is the issue exactly and how can we really get to a solution that's better for all.
Back at the DMV office in Durham, Pablo says he worries about how the new policy will affect his fellow immigrants. He says they need a license not just to drive, but to do anything from renting a house to cashing a check.
Without a license, we're immobile. That's how the government will leave us.
The new regulations take effect February 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman.